Over 400,000 Rohingya children who should be at school instead live in the congested refugee camp of Cox's Bazar. They've already missed years of formal education. Now the informal classroom inside the camps are being shut down, the authorities calling them illegal. Noor Kabir is a teacher who is to run one of them before it was forced to close.
It is our responsibility to raise the children with proper education so that they build a better community. So we have to educate our children in whatever possible ways we can, whether at home or in learning centers.
12-year-old Sumaya Khatun aspires to be a doctor. She attends classes at formal learning center and takes Arabic lessons too.
I want to be a doctor as there are hardly any female physicians among the Rohingya community. It is mostly dominated by male doctors who take care of healthcare issues.
Banned from learning the Bangla language and with no prospect of formally recognized education inside the camp, many are turning to religious schools known as madrasa.
It makes a big difference having an education and not having it. I put a lot of thought and idea into how to educate these children for them to become a doctor, a teacher, or a religious scholar under the current circumstance.
Around 30,000 Rohingya children are being born every year in the camp, according to Bangladesh officials.
Over 50% of the total Rohingya refugee population are children. Providing education is the biggest challenge facing the community now.
The UN and its partners are offering formal education based on the Myanmar curriculum from kindergarten to grade 9. There are currently around 3,200 learning centers, but they're not formal accredited schools.
Starting from December last year, the children are learning based on the national curriculum of Myanmar. Total, there are 300,000 children they are enrolled in the school. Out of it, so far, about 140,000 of them shifted from the previous curriculum to the curriculum of Myanmar curriculum, while the remaining is still, the process is ongoing.
Hundreds of thousands of Rohingya children are desperate to study, but are at risk of missing out on crucial years of learning through no fault of their own. Tanvi Chaudhary, Al Jazeera, Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh.